When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's standing open, so you might as well come on in and let's visit. Barry Stapp was born in 1848 in Monmouth, Illinois. The third of five sons, he spent his early life in Illinois and Iowa. As a young teenager, Barry repeatedly tried to run away and join his brothers James and Virgil and his half-brother Newton, who fought for the Union during the Civil War. Each time, he was caught, and he was forced to return home. At 17, Stapp left home, and he found work hauling freight and grading track for the Union Pacific Railroad. In 1869, he joined his family in Lamar, Missouri, becoming the local constable after his father resigned the position. Now, by the 1870s, you could find this man in Indian Territory and in Kansas, where he frequented the saloons, the gambling houses, and brothels that dotted across the frontier prairie. He drank and caroused and rebel-roused his way into nights spent in jail cells, until he turned stateside and he helped track down a wagon thief. The thrill of being on the side of right compelled him to join the police force and become Dodge City's deputy. And that's where the man better known as Wyatt Barry Stapp, Earp, met Doc Holliday, the infamous gunman and gambler. A booming silver rush in Arizona beckoned Earp to go further west, where he joined his brother Virgil, who worked as Tombstone's marshal. Together, they tried to wrangle a group of cowboys who had robbed a stagecoach. In pursuit of clues, they elicited the help of a local rancher, Ike Clanton. He would eventually turn against them and become their worst enemy. Now, after threats toward the Earp brothers, the feud culminated in a shootout on October 26, 1881. You guessed it, at the OK Corral. The fight left two of Clanton's brothers dead and several from both sides wounded, including Earp's brothers and his pal Holliday, who came to the dance that day. Earp escaped without injury, but he didn't escape revenge. More attacks and rampage shootings dropped men on both sides to their deaths. Earp and his assembled gang made a beeline out of town to avoid prosecution. He landed in California, where he finished out the next 40 years of his life, reaching 80 before he died of natural causes instead of lead. Though his life was colorful and calamitous, Earp was never revered as a legend in his time. Not until after his death, when Stuart Inlake embellished his biography titled Wyatt Earp, Frontier Marshal. Posthumously, Earp grew in folk hero status, due in large part to Lake's made-up quotes attributed to the frontiersman. The mythical stature of Wyatt Earp as a virtuous lawman and the best gunfighter in the West, that grew for decades after his death. He became the inspiration for television shows, books, and movies. In reality, he was a thug, a womanizer, and a lawbreaker more often than an upright citizen. And that's why you'll find Wyatt Earp's biography in the fiction section. This is Brenda Black, hoping you live your life in such a way that what is written of it is good and true. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.